Okay, welcome back to another edition of the DH Sales Kennel Club List of Healing Auto, your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you via invite, Hippos audience, all audiences, welcome one and all. Continue to pay it forward, many of you are, by liking us, sharing us, paying it forward. We do grow exponentially with your help in doing that. Please do like my YouTube channel, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, at Bill Holt 8792 in the description of today's show. Subscribe, thumbs up, pay it forward. 3 podcast shows daily. We appreciate your help in doing so. Today, this is a faction of Workouts for Geriatrics, where we do a knockoff of Silver Sneakers program by Anthem Insurance, my adaptation and version of, called Silver Streakers, aka Workouts for Geriatrics. Good for all kids from 1 to 92, where we actually talk all things senior citizenry, senior citizen health. We actually work out with free weights, exercise bands, do different stretching, bending exercises. We talk nutrition and health care for seniors. Today, I'm going to devote 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes on nutrition in our continuing saga. Take a 10-second break. We'll come back and jump right in with some myths of diets over the years. We'll be right back. Okay, thanks for joining us. Welcome back. Let's take a look at a little tiny bit of nutrition, we geriatrics. Specifically, but for all kids 1 to 92, some fallacies about fat. You know, so and myths in diets, nutrition as a whole. Busting nutrition myths and unraveling the truth about fats, fasting as it pertains to food, as opposed to water fasting. There's two different sets of eyes on both. And sweeteners. In the world of nutrition, there's no shortage of myths and misconceptions that can lead to unhealthy eating habits. I'm going to try my best to debunk some of them. Most common nutrition myths, and in my humble opinion, in my best knowledge of, in the better part of 7 decades of practicing it, just basing it on personal experience and results. Myth one, that fat is the enemy. We've been taught that it is. We've been brainwashed to believe that it is. We've been market blathered in advertising that it is, but here's the truth. For decades, fat has been demonized as the culprit behind weight gain and heart disease. However, recent research has shown that now all fats are created equal. Healthy, emphasis on healthy unsaturated fats, found in foods like avocados, nuts, and olive oil, are actually very beneficial for your health. They help you feel full support and brain function and reduce inflammation. Now, the rub is when they're made with really bad margarine and ingredients within and fat-free anything in the way of salad dressings or processed foods for sure, which are the enemy in and of themselves. But saturated and trans fats, which are found mostly in processed foods and fried foods, can indeed contribute to weight gain and heart disease. However, it's important to note that consuming these fats in moderation, it's very unlikely that that would be the cause of any significant harm. Emphasis on in moderation. Myth 2, fasting is the path to weight loss. Not necessarily when it involves eating. And the jury's out on intermittent water fasting. I can personally attest to intermittent water fasting. It definitely allowed me to drop 50 pounds 10 years ago and keep it off and maintain it and keep my pH balance perfect. This is why I'm able to ward off all kinds of funky things that I've written about and talked about many times here. All documented, all remunerated, all former articles. We'll get to Jacob Marley and the Ghost of Christmas Past and the Christmas Carol near the end of this show. For those of you that might not know it as of yet, I've been doing a couple weeks of my adaptation mnemonically with Mr. Magoo as Scrooge, having all kinds of fun. Creating Mr. Scrooge as a 21st century man. We'll get back into that in upcoming shows on my other podcasts, but here, intermittent fasting for food has gained popularity over the years. Like the yo-yo diets, it's much like a carnival ride, roller coaster. Diets have changed so much over the years if you've lived long enough. Much like the food pyramid was never correct and totally wrong at least four times in my life. And they still don't have it right. Intermittent fasting has gained popularity in recent years as a quick and easy way to shed pounds. However, research, bona fide, real research, third-party test analysis, laboratory, not a handsome actor or pretty actress that might not know what they're talking about in every sense of the word, other than Johnny Paycheck, take the job and shove it, make sure you give me my check. And I'll giggle when I try to repeat what I just said. Commercial endorsements over the years, many times with the decades. Once upon a time, smoking was cool. But was it ever? It was because a handsome cowboy said it was. In any event, intermittent fasting has gained popularity in recent years as a quick and easy way to shed pounds. However, bona fide, independent third-party test analysis suggests that its effectiveness on weight loss is modest at best. Some studies have shown that intermittent food fasting can actually lead to a small amount of weight loss, but not healthfully. The long-term benefits are definitely unclear. Most of them precipitate all kinds of other funky stuff because you're depriving your body of what it needs to heal itself, with the innate trait that all humans are born with. Moreover, intermittent food fasting may not be suitable for everyone, and it isn't, that's been proven, particularly those with certain health conditions that they already have, mostly by eating processed food and a lot of sugar. In the holiday season, which we're in the midst of, I'm not sure if Halloween's a holiday, but that's when it eats the sugar, 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 for some 5, 6, 7 months, especially in the Western culture, all through the holiday season. New Year's resolutions usually are done in some instances with it, as the bell is tolling and they're singing Old Anxiety, just a little bit, but not too much. And by February, most everybody's New Year's resolutions go out the window, and then there's Valentine's Day. More sugar, more fat, more holiday eating, more bad food choices, more cross food choices that don't blend well in the digestive tract. Thus is bloat, gas, weight, uncomfortable, L-tryptophan, go to sleep, eat that turkey, take a big nap, all of it. You know, undo the notch in the belt or put one in if you're losing weight, right? I have a belt with so many notches, I'm not sure how many more I can go down. So, food fasting intermittently definitely isn't suitable for everyone. And like everything that you ever do, common sense, which is a gift from God, fascinating Mr. Spock, not Dr. Spock, the baby doctor, Mr. Spock, Star Trek, fascinating, logic. Do everything under the guise of a doctor and a physician, which I'm still not, which I still never played one on television. Sure, I've had many of them on my shows, promoting their books, their wares, doing business with many of them, Long Ago and Far Away. Earlier, a reference to Jacob Molly, Close to Christmas Past, Long Ago and Far Away. Food choices, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's take a break and we'll expand upon those, especially during the holiday season, and what not to cross-eat to save yourself antacids, digestive problems, gallbladder issues, gout, digestive tract, leaky gut syndrome, brain damage, cancer. Getting in tune with straight and narrow, getting in tune with the mind, the body, and the soul. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Food is in sustenance for the body, as is clean water, but food for the mind, the body, and the soul. That's what we do here. That's how we do it. 5 times daily. Daily. Daily, 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 5 years and running. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and let's go another 5 or 10 minutes thereabouts on nutrition for today. We'll keep it going moving forward. So I want to close out after a 10-second break with about another 10 to 15-minute scenario for you. Thank you. So we get it, hopefully. Low-fat foods are definitely appealing. We've talked about that before. The low-fat diet craze. Depending on which newspaper, if there is one, whatever newspapers are all about Alfie and articles and maybe health magazines, whatever. The low-fat diet craze, depending where you're all at, it's basically faded from the headlines. Not as predominantly prevalent, perhaps, with the over-propagandization. Of course, propaganda in any form, when it's over-propagandized, upsets the proverbial apple cart. Don't you think? So food companies definitely aren't helping. They never have, especially in the Western Hemisphere. They continue to churn out low-fat versions of everything. We talked about it. Salad dressing, low-fat this, low-fat that, low-fat, low-fat, low-fat. Advertising. Blather. Brainwashing. So low fat, obviously, versus full fat, well, yeah. But fat is indeed calorie dense in and of itself. It's more than twice as many calories per gram than protein and carbs. But if you do it healthfully, emphasis on healthfully, fat is good in moderation. The body needs fat. It also needs salt. Not iodized. We'll talk about that. And we have giving the body what it needs to heal itself and sustain and maintain. And foods and medicines is going to be challenging moving forward for a while. When we come back to reality, maybe a long ride, but Davis, and a bumpy one. Captain Steubing, keep that ship straight. That ship with a P. Or with a T. Kind of both. Reducing fat in your diet or in a food product is an easy way to cut calories. Whether or not it leads to total weight loss and then maintaining, keeping it off New Year's resolution, goes to Christmas Past. New Year's around the corner. Which brings us back to the original question. Should you choose low-fat foods?
whole foods that are naturally low in fat, like fruit, with its own natural sugars, balancing, and then cross eating foods, especially during the holiday season, something else we talked about. It's why you have bloat, diarrhea, indigestion, uncomfortability in a lot of cases. Cross mixing the foods, the chemistry of the body. Lots of stuff gets bubbling down in that gut, literally and figuratively. Mount Vesuvius. Whole grains and beans are always a good idea. But low-fat versions of foods that are typically high in fat, questionable. Getting stayed fit with the structured programs that I always reference, one that I attend all the time from my own repertoire, Silver Sneakers by Anthem Insurance. Ours is called Silver Streakers, aka Workouts for Geriatrics, good for all kids from 1 to 92. It's not just relegated to my demographic. Obviously, that demographic is the lion's share of everything I do and my listening audience. However, hopefully you're not listening to me and you're listening to the guests and just taking the porcelain junction box that I am and always have been, directing you to all of these people and sources and what have you, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. That increases listenership. That increases getting the message out. That increases reinforcing staying together when we go to the 10-second break in a moment. Then I'm going to come back and close out with food for the mind, the body, and the soul. And close out with how important it is to keep the brain, the heart-brain connection, the heart-brain coherence, balance. Everything is about balance. Eating, dieting, most assuredly in the human body. And we'll talk more about the human body book that I've referenced many times over the years. Overcoming a fear of fat. Fat is an important part of our diets and we don't need to avoid it entirely. Healthy fat can certainly fit into a healthy lifestyle. Real quickly, I talked about in the 60s, probably the late 70s, mid-80s. Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and the great workout guru, Richard Simmons, blah, blah, blah. They went in, Robin Leach used to go in and tour their mansions by their invite and look around, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, la-di-dee, la-di-da. He went to Richard Simmons' house, they looked around, oh, it's beautiful, it's great. And he said, well, let's take a look at your kitchen, the health guru. Very long story, when he opened up his icebox, now it wasn't jam-packed with yo-yos and momos and ho-hos and ice cream or whatever it was at the time 40 years ago. Well, of course, he had treats in there. He had treats. It's self-reward. He's a human being. And being very funny and flamboyant and all of that, Richard Simmons, he took it in stride and made a big joke of it. And, oh, my God, you caught me. And well, it was funny. Real. He certainly didn't eat those things with regularity. Yours truly indulges in that. I haven't lost 50 pounds. I'd like to say the combination of amalgam fillings, mercury, poor dentistry as a kid, and the sugar is probably why I have dental issues as well as all the toxicity. A little bit kidding, a little bit real, but yeah, I'll have a piece of pie or a cookie or whatever. Of course. Usually homemade, usually with healthier ingredients and so on and so forth. And natural sugars. We'll get into all of that. But you must reward yourself, and please do so. Balance. Old foibles. It's saturated fat that's been linked to an increased risk of heart disease, for sure. Saturated fats are found mostly in foods that come from animals that are solid at room temperature. Way back in the 50s, Mom, God rest her soul, save that bacon grease, I cook with that, coming back to a solid form. Make sure we put a slab of lard in everything. Unsaturated fats are in and of themselves the good fats, like butter and lard. They knew from where they spoke. I often talk about the generations, especially mine. I came along late in my parents' lives, bodily de-la-de-da. What it means is my grandparents and them had already reached elderly age, so their up-and-comings was late 1800s, 1900s. I've talked about how they had, you know, they didn't have a dentist or whatever to the full extent of the law. How they self-medicated, lived off the land. Granted, there wasn't as much toxicity and pollution combined with everything else. They ate right. They lived right. They worked hard. My father, my mother, my grandparents all survived the bubonic plague, World War I. One of my sisters was born during it. Gotta say it, fast forward, thanks to the last 4 years, she was victimized by it. But she lived 84 years and was born in the middle of the bubonic plague, just for one. So unsaturated fats are anti-inflammatory. That's a good thing. They help to lower cholesterol, improve heart health. In balance. So other sources of unsaturated fats that some aren't even aware of, many are, they're found in plant-based oils, fatty fish, nuts, seeds, and avocados. All good sources of healthy, unsaturated fat, which are liquid at room temperature. Understanding the difference between good and bad fats is the first step in deciding how and if a low food diet and fat food diet is right for you. Pros and cons, lots of good reading. There's many, many, many articles and, you know, doctors, lawyers, whatever. I joke a little bit. But doctors, in seriousness, want to eat healthier? Here's what to do. First, the book so designated. Packaged low-fat snacks and sweets. The pros, if you're trying to lose weight or lower your fat and cholesterol intake, low-fat snacks can help. Try sprouted nuts, for instance, made living nuts. Cons, if you eat more than you normally would because of the low-fat label, if and where there is one, and applicable to whatever it is, low-fat salad dressing, that defeats the purpose. You should stick to the same portion sizes if you really want to see the benefits. That goes to balance. All right, in my upcoming videos, which I'm tardy on, you guys are all laughing, Peter and Paul, my two judge, Mike. I'll be coming up with some exercise videos, especially for belly fat in the holiday season, broaching, you know, what's pretty much the most predominant New Year's resolution for everybody. Probably worldwide, but certainly in the Western Hemisphere, right? Oh, I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to do this and that and the other thing. Sometimes in the same breath, old anxiety and the ball coming down from New York, which should be interesting this year, don't you think? It's a pitfall for many low foods, low fat foods. Many people believe that they have a green light to eat more of something because it says it's low in fat or calories. Again, we go so much on what people have said. Face value, just go do it, don't you think? Just go do it because somebody said to do it or whatever. Oh my God, easy answer. He has all his teeth. He's a cowboy. Or man, she's curved out like an hourglass, or what? Whatever. Or whatever. Or they're in a series. Hollywood Nights. Bob Seger. So those of you that do join the show, you may already have tuned in. Yep, he's definitely on a water fast again. Damn tuned. Secret water, pH balance. All right, I'm going to close this one out. We'll talk much more about nutrition as we have. We'll continue to do archival shows. We got future shows coming up. I'm going to do a lot of creative liberty with mnemonics and people of all past, present, and future. Jacob Marley, the Ghost of Christmas Past, specifically Scrooge with Mr. Magoo. Been having lots of fun with that. But I'll be talking about all kinds of things from artists, poets, musicians, centuries ago, Genghis Khan perhaps, whatever. Point being, virtual potential co-hosts trying to extrapolate and plug in. What was it like 3,000 years ago? When, where, and if. Traditional Chinese medicine, diets, Ayurveda, all of it. Why they live so long, how and why, calm, repose, meditation. Okay, let's take that break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this thing up for today. Get a couple of thoughts segueing into tomorrow. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. And let's start the segue out. And I want to quickly squeeze in some topics that we've talked about archivally before. We'll continue to revisit them moving forward. Five elements and the effects of food overall. The wood energy, which affects your liver and gallbladder, which we talked about before. The healing suggestions, which I've talked about many times, incrementally in and of themselves. Barley, sprouting vegetables, sour foods, umboshi, lemon, sauerkraut, watercress, vinegars, scallion tops, liquid chlorophyll, greens, beet greens, raw daikon, radishes. When I was involved in cultured foods way back, close to Christmas past, Jacob Marley, I'll get to Scrooge and that in a moment. For those of you that don't know where I'm going with that. What destroys the effects of foods for your wood energy or fats in excess, all in excess, if nuts, nut butters, deep fried foods for sure, cheeses, my biggest enemy, animal fats or flesh, alcohol for sure, was, close to Christmas past, alcohol will destroy you, the destroyer, King's great song, and it'll destroy your body and it'll definitely F up your mind and brain. We'll get back to that. Excessive animal protein. The fire energy, which is your heart and small intestine, and we've talked about, I just recently talked about millet in and of itself, but healing suggestions, millet, corn, good maize, yeah, we'll get to that. Open leaf vegetables, collard greens, kale, bitter foods, grain coffee, chicory, bunch of teas, many teas, short list. What kills it? Fire and energy, heart and small intestine. Refined sugars, dairy products, and animal products. Your earth energy, stomach, spleen, and pancreas. Good healing, again, millet, rye, round vegetables, onions, cabbages. Sweet foods, naturally sweet, natural sugars, be them fruits or vegetables, we talked about that. That's sugar in and of itself. It's great. Moderation, moderation, balance, balance, balance. And avoiding cross-eating foods, which we'll highlight more. Holiday season, Valentine's Day, if it's a holiday, it's an excuse for the sugar holiday season, all the way up through the seasons, all the way into Valentine's Day, and all the uncomfortability, undo your belt, belt trip to Japan, turkey, whatever. Yeah, refined sugars and dairy products. Your metal energy, which is your large intestine and lungs, healings of rice, we get into rice, of course it's impugned and integrated, like all grains and that. We have sources, we have suggestions, going to be harder, money, 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 all that. We'll get to it. We're going to talk about how to balance all of that.
Serrated vegetables such as carrot tops, parsley, coriander, root vegetables, spicy foods, ginger, again, daikon, radishes. What destroys is hot spices. Live a little. You like a hot cocktail sauce or something like that? In moderation, and be careful on what you cross eat in the holiday season. We'll get back to that as well. But the destroyers are hot spices, dairy, excess of liquid or animal foods, and tobacco. Water energy, which affects everything but your kidney and your bladder, for sure. Beans are great, especially adduki beans, root vegetables, cooked onions, miso, seaweeds, kombu, wakame, achiki, arabi, dal, snori, certainly kelp, made a career of it, talked about it many times, Jacob Marley, Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future. Still going to get to that, hover on that thought. What kills those? Excessive salt, iodized salt, good healthy salt, Himalayan salt, so forth. We've talked about that. We'll talk about it moving forward. But excessive salt, ice foods, and dairy and excessive protein. Okay, quickly, cross-eating, cross-blending foods. How that is the upset stomach. Way back in the days in the 50s, Pepto-Bismol, bicarbonate of soda, milk of magnesia, which is basically chalk. In any event, long time business relationship, all the way up through now retired, a customer, Pure Synergy, lifelong goodwill ambassador, the amazing Mitchell story, the founder, Mitchell. Verbatim from his About Us page, I'm going to suggest one of his many fine products that's good for the holiday season or any time. But quickly, verbatim from the About Us page from the great Pure Synergy company. I've been with them in their inception, in my heart, with their products. Once upon a time, even representing them, long ago, far away, in that regard. Welcome to the Synergy Company. Many of you may not know the roots of the Synergy Company go back 40 years, when I was in a near-fatal car accident and told by all medical experts that I would never walk on my own again and would have serious, many serious, lifelong health problems. This very challenging situation led me on quite a deep and transformational healing journey to wholeness made possible with the support of some incredibly gifted healers. They provided me with the inspiration, support, and knowledge to fully heal and to ultimately create the Synergy Company to help others. Every product we create is my wholehearted attempt to bring the gifts of health I receive full circle to help nourish and support you to reach your incredible potential of health and well-being on your path to wholeness. You have to, if you're not familiar with this man's bio, Mitchell May, the founder, please do get to know him for a lot of reasons. Quickly, one of the many fine products that I would highly recommend during the holiday season for all the aforementioned reasons, Enzyme Power. And I want to read verbatim from them, and then I'm going to interject. Picture this. You're sitting back in your chair after a delicious Thanksgiving meal, verbatim from their website, pertinent to the Thanksgiving holiday we talked about in this show, continuing verbatim there. And while your belly is absolutely filled to the brim, there's no need to loosen your belt. You're full but content. Too good to be true? Not if you prep for plenty. Love the play on words. You know, the bounty, the plenty, prep for plenty. With Enzyme Power, one of their great products. Thanks to 15 plus plant-powered digestive enzymes, bitters, you know, we talk about that with our good friend in life story, Michael King, Vitality Herbs and Clay, multi-visitor on my shows, will be again as the new year begins, I believe. He was on last summer. We talked about a lot of these things. Getting back to Mitchell. Thanks to 15 plus plant-powered digestive enzymes, this effective formula helps support digestive ease and keeping tummy troubles at bay, even if you're indulging in all your favorite foods. Do your belly a favor this holiday season with a digestive support that's sure to help you beat the bloat. Savor every bite. You get there to do so on the page at thepuresynergy.com. I would highly recommend Enzyme Power. Tried it, love it. I'm a client of
In the capsule version, it's an unprecedented full spectrum of potent plant-based enzymes for digestion. Unlock your food's true nutritional potential to energize your day and feel better after every meal. For digestive support and optimal nutrient absorption, for occasional discomfort and bloating from food, it supports healthy balance in the gut microbiome, in immune system, contains natokinase, spelled N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E, you know Grandpa Bill in pronunciations, which may support a healthy inflammation response, non-GMO, vegetarian, gluten-free, and kosher. Okay, gonna segue out for today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. Please continue to pay it forward. Hopefully you perceive us as a harbinger of good information. Continue to pay it forward. Those of you that are here by invite in whatever capacity from the other shows and all of that, as you are nurturing your own audiences, great. Continue to do so. Interact at the polls at my message board. The guests, when we have them in studio, their topics, their discussions, what do you like, who have you heard, who inspired you to listen, please do. We're trying to increase listenership. I've been blessed to have many wonderful accolades, compliments from my guests in my capacity as host. I'm just simply the porcelain junction box, which I am, to put you in touch with all of these wonderful intuitives. Join us each and every Tuesday for Food for the Mind, Body, and Soul with Seth Lee Pazansky, freedomsnap.org. All the great members, 100 Monkey Mind, join us. We're still looking, aspiring for that. We do this together, communally, arm in arm. Hopefully you perceive us as a harbinger of good information. I just pay it forward in that capacity. I've been blessed in my life with many doctors and professionals and authors and businesses in their own right. And when I was an independent ingredient broker, when I was supplying my own supplements under private label for animals and humans, I've been blessed. And the people I've been blessed with, just trying to pay it forward. It's about our legacy. We do grow exponentially together. Continue to pay it forward. There's no way humanly possible somebody doesn't know somebody in pain, discomfort, agony. All animals, domestic or otherwise, pets, their people, plants in this planet, we're at a precipice that can be really good through some really turbulent waters. Stay with us. Continue to pay it forward. The message does resonate. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Continue paying it forward. Our star seeds together resonate in the valley. Peace, everybody.